Welcome, my friends, as we again descend into the hell on earth that is...
Dr. Warhol's House of the Mildly Evil!
Welcome back, my friend. I was just about to close the shop to take my midday meal, but here you are. Let me ask you, are you hungry? Hungry for something malevolent? Imagine, you have before you a sumptuous repast, full of the finest French cuisine. Here, a cold zucchini gelée. There, a soufflé of honeyed Gruyere and Irish peppercorns. Next to the rich Burgundy wine, a terrine of Colombian duck liver pâté, wild shallots, and pickled mesclun greens. Before you, a rack of beef, succulent with a rich red au jus. But just one thing is missing, is it not? The beef is terribly, terribly bland. Perhaps you need some sea salt? Yes, sea salt. Why, here is the shaker, glass and steel, completely unremarkable. Take it, won't you, and shake a bit on your entree. Now, I beg of you, take a tiny bite. What do you see? Why, suddenly you are grazing in a peaceful paddock. The grass is green and so delicious. Then, the fire of a burning brand sears your haunch and you are marked forever. Soon, you and your bovine friends are herded aboard a train. Days later, you shuffle down the chutes of a slaughterhouse, panic rising, looking for an escape back to the green paddock you once knew. When, without warning, a steel bolt to the head and... You wake up. The fork still in your mouth, your fleshy gobbet of beef yet unchewed. What madness is this? Why, my friend, it is of course the sea salt. For its special brand of evil is to let you see through the eyes of the animals you would eat. How cruel! How unspeakably unsettling! Dare you ever consume meat again when without the sea salt it is unutterably boring? Ah, the conundrum is delicious in its simplicity. Savor the flavor of chops and steaks at the price of insanity? Or live with the flat, unfinished taste of meat without salt? There is no way out! What's that? Yes, I suppose you could just use plain salt. It would taste the same, certainly. But it would not have that frisson of evil, would it now? And if you're shopping here, I must assume you want at least a little evil. A bit? Just a shakerful? No? Well, perhaps the sea salt is not for you. I'm just going to sprinkle a bit on my gumbo and take a bite. Oh no! I am underwater, sifting through the muck with my mouth parched, wriggling my many legs. Oh no! I am caught in a trap, and oh, there goes my head! It's shrimp gumbo, you see! Oh, you guessed that already. Well, it is still delicious and quite disturbing. Now, my blood sugar is dropping, so you should go. But come back whenever you like, for there is always something devilish cooking at Dr. Warno's House of the Mildly Evil.